Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know James from Redmond is. James, are you there?
Hi, yeah.
Good morning, James. All right, Steve, go ahead and get out of here now, sir. For those playing along at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What color is Thomas the Tank Engine?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What color is Thomas the Tank Engine?
Red.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Who plays Danny Ocean in Ocean's 11?
George Clooney.
Yes. Dog mushing is the official state sport of which state?
Alaska.
Yeah. Which Scooby-Doo character wears purple?
Velma.
No.
Daphne.
Yes, Daphne. Which main ingredient differentiates French vanilla from regular vanilla ice cream?
Oh, God. I know this vanilla bean, I guess.
What's that?
The vanilla bean?
No.
I get tapped.
Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite?
Lennox Lewis?
No.
Joe Frazier?
No.
George Foreman?
No. What do aphilis trees not have?
They what not have?
Aphilis trees. What do they not have?
Leaves?
Yes. In which band is Corey Taylor designated number 8?
Smashing Pumpkins?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct you got there, James.
All right.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys.
You look happy.
You know. Doing all right.
Are you ready to play this game?
Yes.
Showtime.
What color is Thomas the Tank Engine?
I have no idea. I'm
what?
Guessing red.
No.
Blue?
Yes. Who plays Danny Ocean in Ocean's 11?
Vince Vaughn.
No.
Oh, crap. Ben Affleck.
No.
I can't think of it. George Clooney.
Yes. Dog mushing is the official sport of what state?
Alaska.
Yeah. Which Scooby-Doo character wears purple?
Daphne?
Yes. What main ingredient differentiates French vanilla from regular vanilla ice cream?
The French person inside of it. The beans.
No.
Oh. Not the beans?
Nope.
The vanilla beans?
Nope.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite?
Evander Holyfield.
That's him. What do aphilis trees not have?
Branches.
No.
Leaves.
Yes. In which band is Corey Taylor designated number 8?
That would be Slipknot.
That would be. Which continent has the most landlocked countries?
Ooh. Australia.
No.
Asia.
No.
North America.
No.
Africa?
Yes, it was Africa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a win,
Let's
Steve.
Let's go.
7-5 Sorry, James.
Well, congrats, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one. Oh, yes. Sorry. That was a bad song to play. I'm a little distracted because apparently somebody, and you guys know it, but somebody, I was just talking with Dayton, our phone screener. Apparently somebody was thinks they're having a heart attack, called into the show hoping to play Beat Migs and as they're driving from Yelm to Tacoma.
Oh, my God.
And so we were just like, you should probably focus on driving from Yelm to Tacoma because, I mean, that just seems scary. His name is Joseph. So, Joseph, I hope you're okay.
Oh.
But Dayton was telling me when he said, hey, we'd love to have you on, but we're just a little concerned about what's going on in your world. Don't want to put you on while you're dealing with that. And apparently the last thing he heard from Joseph was F you.
So, oh, no! So
the guy told Dayton to F off. I'm sure, you know, he's in a little stressful situation.
Very stressful
so,
situation.
Joseph, if you're driving, first of all, I hope you're going to be okay.
Yes.
Secondly, F you too. No, I'm kidding. And let us know if you're okay after the fact. I know that you're a little upset with us not putting you on, but for good reason.
I bet that Joseph knows that the main ingredient that differentiates French vanilla from regular vanilla is eggs.
Eggs.
Yeah, the egg yolks. That's how you get it all custard creamy. And then, of course, you did find out eventually that the most landlocked countries are in Africa.
Yes.
Congratulations on your big victory,
Steve. So I feel bad playing that Queen song because that was not the intention.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You are invited to leave us a voice message, and you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just open that bad boy up and look for the little microphone icon. Steve, what kind of special magic is happening in there today?
Lots of good voice messages. We'll start off with the ugly, though, which is the Seattle Seahawks.
Darnold's looking darn old, putting it in their hands so damn much.
Okay. Good one.
Yeah, you didn't get. You said you didn't get to watch the game.
I watched about 4.5 minutes of the game.
And what part of the was it the beginning?
It was the very end,
which was honestly the only part that was worth watching. It was such a grind. I mean, if you love watching the Seattle Seahawks dominate on defense, they put up a great showing yesterday. The offense was just so hard to watch at times.
Oh, that's so sad.
Isn't it mind blowing though that Sam Darnold throws 4 interceptions? And yet they still could have won the game with a field goal at the end. If they would have won that, I'd been like, this team is just a team of destiny. Like,
yeah, that was brutal. That was what I watched was the missed field goal at the very end.
But, you know, I saw so many people like on social media just losing their minds about it. And I was like, you know, it's not fun. It's not ideal to have him throw 4 interceptions. But I'm not ready to give up on this guy like some people on social media are.
We were just fired up about him a week ago.
And you know what I did? I was like, I was just curious. I'm like, I'm sure Tom, not that he's Tom Brady. I get Tom Brady's on a whole different level. But Tom Brady has had 4 interception games. He's had 4 interception games in seasons that he ended up winning the Super Bowl and becoming MVP. This isn't like a death sentence for the Seahawks. He just had a really freaking bad game against a really freaking good defense.
You're talking sense into the world there, Steve.
It's bonkers. The craziest thing happened, though, during the press conference. I know you guys don't watch the press conferences like I do. I get a little too obsessed about these things. I've never seen, in all the years that I've watched press conferences, something happened that I've never seen before in my entire life. They shut down one of the interviews with one of the players because somebody more important was waiting to be talked to. And I say that like kind of loosely, but in a way, that's pretty much what it felt like. Cooper Kupp was being interviewed during the press conference. And at the end of his question, they shut it down because Sam Darnold showed up. And you know everyone wants to hear from Sam because of a 4-interception game. You want to hear what the quarterback has to say. Here's that moment.
Here to move forward. So like I said, there's a lot of good football ahead for us.
Was there a conversation like that?
Sam Darnold waiting.
Yeah, there you go.
So one reporter has a question, and then whoever it is like, oh, we've got Sam Darnold. He's got, and then Cooper Kupp's like, yep, got to go.
Time to scoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think the highlight, though, of the press conference easily was Ernest Jones, who I think really honestly made me feel better about Sam Darnold and just like the overall vibe of this team. This team just seems like they're rocking with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Good or bad performance.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every f-ing game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. it was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. Yeah, I mean, like, it's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly,
quite frankly. Wow. What a good dude, though, standing up for his boy.
I love Ernest Jones. Like, I was just like, I've been a fan of him since the team got him last season, but this just, like, solidified it once again. Like, here's a guy who's just like, nope, we're not going to accept any Sam Darnold slander.
I love
it. Sam was very accountable, but, like, the team's just like, yeah, had a bad game. Whatever. Sure. We move on.
Exactly.
So, fans, we should all move on.
Let's go, Hawks.
And real quick, I just want to give a shout-out because today's our first day of Coats for Kids. We're raising as much money as possible for kids in need here in Western Washington. And $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. And we said, hey, if you could donate, become the first donator. And we've already got a couple of first donators.
Heck yes. Thank you, Rockaholics.
And they did join the 69 Club. Two people popped on. So shout out to Robert Noonenkamp, donated $69, joined the 69 Club, and Don Ayers.
Welcome to the club, boys.
So we're off and running. Coach for Kids, go to KISW.com to donate and join the 69 Club.
Do it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Or do we do the 6-7 Club this year?
No! Get out of here.
Hold on. Let's check with Ernest Jones before we make that decision.
You got anything to say, quite frankly?
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Hawks did indeed lose a tough one yesterday to the Rams, and we're going to catch up with our friend, the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can check out anywhere you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us now to talk about what went down yesterday with our Seattle Seahawks. And Mitch, I got to be honest, I only watched about 4 minutes, and it was the last 4 minutes of the game. So I'm excited to relive what happened yesterday through your lens.
Isn't there like a rule that if I'm going to wake up to do this, that you're going to watch the game, Taryn, before I do this?
You know what? I went to a chocolate tasting instead. I have to say, I think I had the better choice of what to do on a Sunday.
You did. But the question is, did you listen to Mitch Unfiltered when you jammed your ass into the
dollhouse? It was a child's dollhouse. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Mitch watching your guys' reaction, I say this every week, and I really need Nickelback or the Foo Fighters to save us from this conversation.
Yes.
And I know they will, but just watching Taryn's reaction. Did you hear that for the first time?
No, I've heard it several times now, but every time I'm like, why am I like this? Why am I like this? I don't know.
You smile, the whole thing. It's very cute. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, the chocolate tasting, yes. A lot better than Sam Darnold's passing yesterday in Los Angeles.
Minus those four interceptions, it was a pretty good game for the Seahawks, right?
It's the worst thing. It brings out the worst of us in sports. I mean, we love sports when it's going right, but in certain towns, and I feel like Seattle shouldn't be one of the worst examples of this. It should be New York, Philadelphia, Chicago. But man, when things go wrong and people are waiting for Sam Darnold to do poorly like they have been since many of them have been since the beginning of the year. It doesn't take but one game. Yep. One game. And, oh, the vultures. It's like he could be perfect in every single game. And I'm not here to defend him because I was one of the people you may or may not remember that didn't want him.
Yep.
I didn't want Sam Darnold. I didn't want him to get rid of Geno. I thought Geno was better than Sam Darnold. I thought that the whole exchange was going to be a disaster. I'm one of those people. But the... Oh, I almost cursed.
I didn't even say fact. I didn't realize that was the F that was coming out.
My mind was on the dollhouse, and it just almost went sideways there. This was almost the last invitation from Mitch on your show. For God's sake.
The same passion as Ernest Jones IV there.
Well, yeah, it's a little different because I don't know Sam Darnold. He knows Sam Darnold. It's his teammate, but. I don't know. I mean, the guy could have been perfect every single game. He wasn't. And he has a game like this on the big stage and the world, the Seattle world that didn't want him in the first place. It's just killing him. And I hate this part of sports. I hate it. I hate it. It's the worst. It brings out the worst in us. And look, I'm not here to tell you that this isn't going to be the beginning of the end for Sam Darnold. For all I know, he'll stink in Nashville this week.
Oh, stop.
He'll stink the rest of the year, and we'll be all saying, why did they even go out and get him? I don't know. I just think that the dude has been almost MVP good up until this point. He had a horrific game. There's no defending him from yesterday. They probably would have won the game if he was just average. But come on, people.
Come on,
right?
I was on, I watched the live press conferences on YouTube, and I have to like remove myself from like watching the live chat because the live chat made it seem like as if we're like the Titans, we're 1-9. Like it's still a 7-3 team. And oddly enough, even with four interceptions, he still found a way to march them down to get a score at the end of the game and almost win the game with that would have been an insane field goal, but still they had a chance of winning.
They did have a chance of winning, and the one thing that does leave me very bitter, and I'm going to go back and watch it again. I typically, this is the kind of, while you're in dollhouses, I'm rewatching losses, and it drives me freaking crazy, but I do it anyway. I rewatch it on Monday and Tuesday, and I'm gonna go back to that last drive after the punter kicked it down to the 1 yard line. Oh. The first play from scrimmage, Migsy, was just a little three-yard. He threw the ball to A.J. Barner, and Barner went out of bounds at like the 3 or 4 yard line. It was a nondescript play, but I'm certain that Barner got out of bounds before he was tackled. And I know that there's an NFL rule, blah, 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 but I'm certain that he was able to stay up until he went out of bounds. Now, if they stopped the clock there like I believe they should have, that's about 20 seconds.
Jeez. Yeah.
Now, could you have used those 20 seconds at the... This is the part of the game that even Taryn was watching,
yeah.
For God's sakes. I mean, could they have used the 20 seconds at the very end for one or two more plays instead of making it a 61-yard field goal attempt? It would have been maybe a 54 or 53 or 55 if they could have just had one or two more plays. My rear end is chapped over the fact that that official on the line there kept the clock going on that little play. And I just knew it at the time. Even though there was like a 120, 1 minute and 20, 1 minute and 15, there was still a lot of time left. I just knew it at that moment that they're going to run out of time at some point on this drive, and we're going to want those seconds back. But you know what? Nickelback and the Foo Fighters, they don't give a you-know-what about the first play from scrimmage on that last drive, Migsy. Now, do they?
Not at all. Chad Kroeger does not care about our Seattle Seahawks.
Definitely give Mitch a follow on X. The handle is @Mitch_Seattle. We're going to have more with Mitch after. What is it, Mitch?
I don't know whether it's Nickelback or Foo Fighters, but I know that there's a pretty good chance that it's one or the other.
You nailed it. It's Nickelback.
Okay.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can listen wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, We had a rough one yesterday. Our Seattle Seahawks did. Up next against the Tennessee Titans on the road, 10 a.m.
A one and nine.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there I am.
A 1-9 Tennessee Titans. So come on, we got to bounce back.
Well, they should. If they don't bounce back, then and you think the vultures are circling now. If they don't win the game against the Titans, let's play a little. What is it? What's the beat, Migsy? Is it called Beat Migs?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Let's play Beat Taryn right now.
Oh Lord!
And ask Taryn a trivia question.
Oh God!
Who's the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans that they will be facing this week, and why is Mitch asking you?
Is
who the
it?
Quarterback is
I don't
Tennessee.
Know. Who is it, Mitch?
It's got to be some kind of a coup connection.
Yeah. What do you mean, Migs? You don't know the answer to this?
Honestly, right now, I can't think of it.
Oh my God, Migs!
Full disclosure,
you don't know
I could have easily just typed it in, got the answer, and sounded like Captain Smarty Pants.
Do you easily type it in when you're facing these knuckleheads that call in to beat Migs?
No,
do you type it in then?
That's
how
why
do you not know this?
They put a blindfold on me, so I can't type it in.
You can't cheat.
Okay, he's the number one pick in the draft last year out of the University of Miami. But where was he? Cam Ward. There you go.
There it is. I just needed a minute. It's early, Mitch.
He's a coup, Tim.
Yeah.
Near and dear to his heart. You should know these things, and you should be rooting for the Titans on Sunday.
I would never.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Now, what you guys have not asked me about, which I believe, I don't know, maybe you could have another person on that would tell you that they disagree with me. The bigger story, the bigger Seahawks story than even losing the game last night or yesterday afternoon is Gray Zabel.
Yes.
That's the big story coming out of this game. Yeah, we would have all liked for Jason Myers to kick that field goal from 61 yards. Yeah, we would have all liked the freaking referee to stop the clock like he should have so that Jason Myers was kicking a 55 or 54-yard field goal. But now that the game is over, the big story is Gray Zabel. We should all be in between ripping Sam Darnold. We should all be holding our breaths that Gray Zabel's going to be okay, because that was scary on the only touchdown of the game for the Seahawks. He had a little friendly fire, and I think it was Charles Cross who ended up at the back of his legs, and he hurt his knee, and it did not look good. He had trouble putting weight on it, and if he's gone for a while, I mean, there are, I think we've talked about this. I think we've talked about this on this show in between, you know, Nickelback songs. I think that there are certain guys on this team, they cannot afford to lose for a long time. Like Devin Witherspoon is a terrific player, a terrific young player. He might be their best player, but they could afford to lose him for a few weeks because they had the reinforcements. Yep. They had the guys at that position to help. We talked about Ernest Jones. Ernest Jones went out for a week, and it looked like it might be longer. And Tyrese Knight came in and played exceptionally well last week in the win over the Cardinals. You lose Gray Zabel, which is the fear now, and you're back to where you were last year with an interior offensive line that cannot hold up over the long haul. I mean, you're talking about, God love him, Christian Haynes. You're talking about Olu Oluwatimi at center. You're talking about Anthony Bradford at right guard. Those three guys would make up the interior of your offensive line, and I think you're in big doo-doo at that particular point. So I think we have to wait for Mike McDonald, I guess, to come to the microphone today. The really scary part is, if you recall, when the last 2 weeks, when Ryan Sundell, the center, got hurt last week against the Cardinals, and Ernest Jones got hurt the previous week against whoever that was, the Commanders, you recall that Mike McDonald in his post-game press conference came up and said, I don't know the extent of the injury, but here's what we do know, that it's not season-ending. He said that about Ernest Jones after the game, and he said that about Sundell. He did not say that. Yeah, he could have said that yesterday. They certainly know something. There's certainly tests being done at SoFi Stadium in the locker room on Zabel. So he didn't say that yesterday, which really scares the living you-know-what out of me. So That's the big story.
And Gray's body language, who knows? At the moment, it did not look good. Like, it looked like a guy that just saw his season kind of come to an end. I hope that's not the case. But hopefully he has the same knee problem that Ernest had, where he could come back in a week.
I hope so, because the future of this Seattle Seahawks team, at least this season's team, I would say doesn't strictly rely on the answer to this question, but I'm telling you, this is a big thing moving forward if he can't play.
Mitch,
big.
Did you happen to see the mic'd up video of Gray Zabel when it was against the Cardinals, where one of the guys on the Cardinals was trying to talk trash? And that guy, man, not only is he a force on the field, but he just seems like just a good dude.
Is great. He was great. I'm a poker player. Maybe I shouldn't be telling you this story, but I'll tell your audience the story. I like to play poker. I play like Texas Hold'em at little poker houses in Seattle and so around the whatever. And one day, I think it was the week of their off week, I was playing on a Monday. I think it was a Monday. Maybe it was a Saturday. I can't remember what day it was. The door swings open. And like five guys from the offensive line come walking in, including Gray Zabel.
What kind of poker house is this? What are we talking about?
It was beautiful. I mean, these guys walked in and it was like they owned the joint. Like when four or five 350 pounders walk in. You know, you salute, right? And he was one of them, and he sat down and played and whatever.
So, Mitch, do you fangirl, or do you keep it cool?
What's that?
Do you fangirl a little bit, or do you keep it cool?
Oh, geez, I didn't say a word.
So were you at the table with them playing poker against them?
No, they were actually at a different table.
Gotcha.
But like right next to us, but there were like three or four of the offensive linemen, and they were going great at the time. And I think those that recognize, I mean, half of the place didn't recognize them because it's hard to recognize offensive linemen, except for the fact that they are just massive. massive human beings. I know we're getting the rap from Danny. But Danny, do I have your permission to just say it's not all bad for Seattle sports yesterday? That Josh Naylor, have you guys even, I don't know if you would discuss this on your show in between Foo Fighters, but Josh Naylor is coming back. This is a big thing.
5 years, right?
It's a big moment. Well, yeah, that's a problem, but we won't have to talk about that for you until year 4 and 5. Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. Josh Naylor is coming back. The popular sweetheart guy who helped us get to the American League Championship Series, first baseman who everybody fell in love with, and most Mariner fans, most beaten down Mariner fans, were convinced that he was not going to come back and the Mariners were not going to do what it would take, the ownership, to sign him back. Let's just for a second say good on the Mariners ownership for giving him the 5 years, 90-something million. Of course, in years 4 and 5, Mitch will be on your show saying, why did they give him the 5-year, $90 million contract? But that's for another day. Josh Naylor is coming back.
I'm so fired up about
that. All feel a lot better in the Seattle sports.
Next year is our year.
Yeah.
We're getting our asses out of the dollhouse, and we're going to watch the Mariners win the World Series next year.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can check out wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Take care, Mitch.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you have what it takes to beat Steve Migs? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that we gave out on Friday during the men's room at 540. Three of the correct answers were given. And you can call 206-803-ROCK right now to play Beat Migs at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.